Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. Continuing the theme of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Mishnah tells us that Chasidim va'Anshei Maisa, the righteous ones, and the Anshei Maisa, the men that did Maisim Tovim, the men that did good deeds, Haimurakdin Lefneim, they're dancing in front of the people that came to the Beis HaMikdash to participate in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Ba'avugol Shel Arish B'Yadayin, these Chasidim and Anshei Maisa had fiery torches in their hand that they would juggle during this Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Omim Lefneim, and they would say before them, Devashiros Rishbachos, words of singing and praise. The Gemara explains, some would say, Ashri Lezosenu, Shlabaisha Ezeknosenu, praiseworthy are the youth that don't embarrass the elders. This is the Chasidim and the Anshei Maisa. Some say, Ashri Ziknosenu, Shkipra Esi Lezosenu, praiseworthy are the older ones that atone for the youthful ones. These are the Bali Tshuva, the ones that were Choser B'Tshuva, they repented for their sins. And then Elu ve'Elu, these and these, the both groups would both say, Ashri mi shelo chata, praiseworthy is one who doesn't sin, umi shechata yashiv, one who sinned should come and repent, v'yimchalo, and that God should forgive him. And the Rambam writes, it was a big mitzvah to be marbe b'simcha, to have a lot of happiness during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and it wasn't just the common folk that were doing these special dances. It was actually the Gedolim, the big Talmidei Chachamim, and the Rosh Yeshivos, and the Sanhedrin, and the Chasidim, and the Zakenim, and the Anshei Maisa. They were the ones that were dancing and performing this whole show in the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, everyone came to observe it, but the people that were on stage were the super righteous individuals. Valavim and the Levim, they would sing b'kinoros with harps, ubinavalim, ubimitziltayim, ubachatzotros, ubakleishir, b'lei mispar, all different types of musical instruments beyond count. Al-Chamesh Esri Milos Hayordus Mia Ezos Yisrael Ezos Nashim, they would stand on the 15 steps that went down from the Ezras Yisrael down to the Ezos Nashim, which were connected. They alluded to the Chamesha Asa Shir Malos Shibut Tehillim. They alluded to the 15 Shir Malos in Tehillim that are written from Parak Kuf Ches till Parak Kuf Lamed Dalet. Shalayim Levim Aim the Mechlei Shir, on those steps, the 15 steps, the Levim would stand with their musical instruments. The Omim Shira, they would sing Shira during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Brown Lashir Shal Karban, you Aim them, right? They bring down in parentheses for the Shir of the Karban, they would stand on the Duchan, on the platform near the Mizbeach, a different area. Okay, but now we're talking about they're standing at the 15 steps that went down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Nashim. V'yamdu, and in addition, shnei kohanim b'shar ha'elyon, two kohanim were standing at the shar ha'elyon, the upper gate, the shar ha'nikonor, the gate of Nikonor. Sheyored me'ezos Yisrael, ezos nashim, went down from the ezos Yisrael to the ezos nashim, meaning this gate, shar, this was at the very, very top of the ezos nashim, and it's called the shar ha'elyon. U'shnei chatzotos b'yadein, they had two trumpets in their hand of the kohanim. Kar HaGever, the rooster would crow, meaning when the sun would come up in the morning. Taku, Veriu, Vitaku, they would blow a Tkia, a Trua, and a Tkia. These three blasts, these two Kohanim, to show as a symbol that it's time to go to the Shiluach and to draw the water from this well. That would be for the Nisach, for the libations. Higiyu, the two Kohanim would reach Lamala Asiris, at the 10th step of these 15 steps that went down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Nashim. Again, Taku v'Riyu v'Taku, they blew their shofar a Tekia, a Tru, and a Tekia. Higiyu la'Azara, they reached the Azara, the floor by the Ezras Nashim. Taku v'Riyu v'Taku, they blew the shofar a Tekia, a Tru, and a Tekia. Hayutokin v'Holkin, they would continue to blow their shofar, Marichim b'Tekios Achona, to the last Tekios, until Ash Megiyin l'Shar. They continue to blow until they reach the Shar Hayot to the Mizrach, the gate that would go out to the east, meaning from the Ezos Nashim to the Har Abayis. Higil Shar, they reached the gate, Hayot to the Mizrach, they went out to the east. Hafchu, excuse me, they would turn their faces, Panean Lamar, their faces to the west, towards the Azara and towards the Heichal. For Amun, they would say, Abu Seinu, our forefather, Shayib Makamazah, that stood in this place during the first Beis HaMikdash, Achareim al Heichal Hashem, their backs were to the Heichal of God. Upneim Kedem, and their faces were eastward, meaning they were bowing down to the sun, to Avodah Zarah, to idol worship. Vim Mishtachvim Kedem al Hashemesh, they would bow down to the sun in idol worship. It was very unfortunate. But the Anu, but us, Laka'aninu, to you, God, during the second Beis HaMikdash, they said that we turn our eyes to you, God. We're not turning into Avodah Zarah. Those days are over. Now we turn to you, God. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hayushona, they would say it twice. From him, Anu Laka, Ulaka Inenu. We are to you, God, and to God, to you, our eyes. The Gemara explains, it would say, V'anu Laka Mishtachavim, we would bow down to, we bow down to you, God, V'anu Laka Miachlos, and to you, God, our eyes yearn, meaning that we are thankful to you, on the past, and we yearn for the future, that we should continue to serve you. So they had people dancing, they had the Kohanim and the Levim, you know, blowing their shofars and doing the singing, and then, of course, you know, they would leave the Beis HaMikdash to draw the water from the spring. They would have this whole, you know, prayer that they would say that our forefathers were bowing down to Avodah Zarah, but we are bowing down to you, Hashem. Okay. That's Mishnah Dal. Moving on to Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Hey is really a side point. Once we're mentioning that they were doing shofar blast, blowing the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, we start enumerating, you know, what the minimum amount and the maximum amount of shofar blast can be in the Beis HaMikdash, you know, on any given day. Okay. This is more like a side Mishnah. Ein pochsin, they never did less. Mi esem v'achas tekios b'mikdash. They never did less than 21 shofar blasts of tekios in the Beis HaMikdash. And whenever we say tekios, we mean tekios and truos, meaning tekios is a one blast, a long blast, and truos is a series of short blasts. So whenever we say tekios, referring to both. So there's always a minimum of 21 shofar blasts, tekios, which is tekios and truos, in the Beis HaMikdash. V'en mosifin al arba mushmona. They never did more than 48 shofar blasts in the Mishnah. So let's see. B'chol yom, every day hayusham esum v'achas kios. Every day there was the minimum of 21 shofar blasts in the Beis HaMikdash. Shalosh lipsichas sha'arim. Three for the opening of the gates. When they would open up the gate of the Azara in the morning, there would be a tekiah trua tekiah. So that's three shofar blasts. V'teisha l'tamish al shachar. There were nine for the karban tamid that was brought in the morning. When they would do menaschim nischim, when they do libations for the karban tamid, the Levium would say shir, okay? And the shir was divided into three chapters. And before they would begin each chapter, before the Levium would begin each of these three chapters, there were two Kohanim that would stand and blow their shofars, Tekiah, Truah, Tekiah. So now you have nine Tekiahs. Then you have nine for the carbon tamid that was brought in the evening. Okay, just like by the tamid of the morning. Comes out, amongst all these you have 21 tekios. Nine for the carbon tamid in the morning, nine for the carbon tamid in the evening, and then three for the opening of the gates. That's going to be 21, your minimum amount. Ubi musaf, in days where there would be musaf, meaning a carbon musaf, like Shabbos or Yom Tif, hayu musaf and otesh, they add another nine shofar blasts. They would do a tekiah, true tekiah, at the time that they would do the libations for the nisach of the yayin, of the wine, for the carbon musaf. So right away, any day they would have musaf on it, you'd have the original 21, plus these 9 for the musafs, you'd have already 30 now. Ube Erev Shabbos, and on Erev Shabbos, Hayimus, even Od Sheish, you would add another 6 when it was Erev Shabbos, another 6 tekiyos. Shalosh 3, Lahavti La'ami Malacha, to separate the people from doing work. The Gemara explains that the first, Rishona, the first one was that people should stop working in the fields. That was the tekiyah. Then the Terua would be the second one, that the storekeepers should lock up their stores. And the third one, the tekiyah, was that they should put all the pots off the fire and, you know, put all their food away and light their neiros, okay? And then v'shalosh l'havdil bein kodesh l'chol, then three to separate from kodesh l'chol, meaning to notify the people, shekodesh hayom, that it's, the day is holy, it's Shabbos now. Miata asur kamalacha, now it's prohibited to do any malacha, any work. That comes out that if Erev Shabbos fell out, b'yom sheyesh b'musaf, on a day that it was musaf, if Erev Shabbos fell out on a day where there's musaf, for example, like on Rosh Chodesh, or on Yom Tif, so now they're blowing 36 tekios, okay? Moving right along, Erev Shabbos Shibbetoch HaChag. If it's Erev Shabbos that fell out during Sukkos, Hayusham Arba'am Ushmona, there were 48. So let's look at the previous example. If it was Erev Shabbos that fell out on Rosh Chodesh, for example. So you have Erev Shabbos, you have Musaf, so you have a total of 36 blasts. But what about if Erev Shabbos fell out actually on Sukkos? Let's say it's Sukkos and Erev Shabbos at the same time. So Hayusham Arba'am Ushmona, when Erev Shabbos coincided with Sukkos, the actual, you know, Chag, for example, it was the first day or so. So there were 48 blasts. How? Shalosh Psichas Sharm, 3 for the opening of the gate of the Azar like every day. Shalosh Shar Elyon, 3 for the upper gate, which we said was a Shar Nicanor. Shalosh Shar Tachton, 3 for the lower gate that was by the Ezus Nashim that went out to the Mizrach to the east. Vishalosh Lamilay Hamayim, and 3 for the filling up the water. After they would draw the water and they would come into the Azara, right, they blew another 3 shofar blasts. Vishalosh Al Gabi HaMizbeach, and 3 on top of the Mizbeach, when they put the Aravos next to the Mizbeach, they blew another 3 shofar blasts. The Aravos are referring to over here that we described as these gigantic Aravos that they would put next to the Mizbeach, right? So at that process, they would also blow the shofar 3 shofar blasts. And then Teisha L'Tomash Shal Shachar, 9 for the Karban Tamid that was brought in the morning. The Teisha L'Tomash Shal Ben Arbayim, 9 that was brought for the Karban Tamid in the evening. The Teisha L'Musafa, 9 for the Musaf of the day. Shalosh, 3 L'Hafdal Sa'am in Malacha, to separate the people from doing work. The Shalosh L'Hafdal Ben Kol Shachol, and 3 to notify the people that now it's Shabbos, and it's going to be Shabbos now and not weekday anymore. Like we explained earlier. So now you have even additional of 33 tekios. Comes out bein hakol, amongst everything, you can have Arba'am Ushmona, 48 tekios at your maximum. And the truth is, the Gemara explains that if for example, if Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, it would actually blow 57 tekios, Chamishim V'sheva, because the Karban Pesach that was shechted in 3 groups, and each group they would read halal, karas a halal, chol katayis a karas halal, shalosh palm. Each group would read halal 3 times. 3 groups each saying halal 1 time, right? It's 3 times. And they would blow their shofar b'chol palm each time, and they would begin halal, shalosh tekios, 3 tekios. Comes out now, you have a whopping esen v'sheva tekios. Also, you have 27 tekios that weren't, you know, applicable before. And that's in addition to the 30 tekios that they would blow on every Shabbos. Right? So 30 plus 27 is 57. So why don't we mention it? So he says, Avohail, since it's not so common that Erev Pesach would come out on Shabbos, therefore the Tana didn't bother mentioning it. But technically, it could even be more than 48, it could be 57. And they say over here to end that which the Mishnah says, if we don't proceed more than 48, it's lav dafka, meaning there are times that it would be more, like over here, where it could be 57. It's a rare case, but it could happen. And that wraps up the Mishnah, just giving over various cases of the minimum amount and the maximum amount of blowing a shofar throughout the year in the Beis HaMikdash.